Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let me take this moment to welcome Ramuruti. David Malatse is with us on the line. Muruti, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Muruti Mwabi, and your beloved listeners to Radio Pulpit.
We are talking forgiveness and not coughing tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe you thought coughing is our topic, but hey, that's not the topic. It's forgiveness, Muruti. Anyway, I forgive you for coughing, eh?
Hey, Muruti, that's one of the serious topics that were, you know, single-handedly compromised in the long run, because it is never an easy thing to do.
Absolutely.
And I call forgiveness the master key to healing.
Master key to healing.
To healing, yes. Remember, Muruti, we have three pillars that we need to conquer in order for us to have a stability and in order for us to be fully immersed in the light of God. To be in full operational and to be in full authority as the vessels, you know, and the conduit which God can use. Also so that we can tap from that power, you know, in order to serve others. There is these three pillars, which is pain, suffering, and death. So I will level pain at a broader perspective. You realize it is like a chicken. You know, it brings forth a lot of eggs, and number one egg, was produced by this chicken, living on pain, is unforgiveness. Because out of all the pains that you suffered, the betrayals, the rejections, etc., you harbor this anger, you harbor this bitterness from the perpetrator. So from time to time, when you think about that person, you only wish the worst to happen to them. But in the meantime, you don't realize that you are the one now who lives in this prison while the perpetrator lives freely, because sometimes these people are just being deployed to come and mess you up at that specific, you know, time frame. From there again, they move on to go and sow that seed of conflict, this seed of frustration to some other people again that, you know, the enemy will mandate them to. We're now 30 more, you know, in this prison alone. So many people, they have attended so many services. They've been to church from Monday to Monday. They've never missed, you know, service on a Sunday. They never missed conferences. But yet they are still struggling with this, you know, they're still struggling with the spirit of unforgiveness.
You'd always want the perpetrator, you know, his life to be messed up simply because they've offended you. And because of that, you'd always want to check on them with regard to how far are they as far as your expectations are concerned. So you want them to suffer for what they've done to you and all that. So life, you put it on hold, and then you were just focusing on seeing the bad happening to those people. And most of the case is like, it's not going to be like that. People will just, you know, it's like the more you wait for the worst to happen to them, the more good things happen to them and all that. And now you affect...
And the opposite happened to you.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, and remember, as long as we are unable to forgive, and I want the listeners to be to pay, you know, more attention to this. As long as we are unable to forgive, we chain ourselves to the unforgiven. You know, So we are forever indebted to them. And the shackles of anger, you know, the shackles of bitterness and hatred chain us to the offense and the offender. And as time goes on, we become consumed by the weight of hatred, and feeding our anger becomes a way of life. So from time to time, when you wake up in the morning, the only thing that you can think of is the worst thing to happen to that person. But now, since we don't also understand and master the law of attraction, is that the same thing that you wish for others, you know, you invite them to yourself. You know, the goal of forgiveness is to let go of the head, you know, and the poison that is hindering us from moving forward in life. You see that many people who have been compromised in that space, and somebody came and sow that seed, you know, your pain into them, and that pit, I mean that pain, the unforgiveness, you realize that some of the people that you know you're still struggling to forgive even today, some of them are long gone. They are in the graves. There are people who are suffering, who are chained to the people whom are no longer alive, and some are still alive. So this bitterness, the unforgiveness, it also chained to the grave. And remember, once someone is gone, Ruth, once someone is gone, even all the debt, you know, must be wiped off. You know, you can never own anything while you are in the grave. So imagine the offense. If I cannot own property while I'm in the grave, if I cannot own a car, if I'm in the grave, if I can no longer even be connected to my wife, if I'm in the grave, so what about the offense? And somebody's still holding on to that. And this is where now you find that even the man of the cloth, they stand on that pulpit, Maruti, bleeding with unforgiveness. Because some of the most inflicted pains that we suffer the most is from the same people by luring we are trying to pull them out of the pit. You know, some come and inflict more pain, inflict more bitterness by playing the role of betrayal and then opposing each and everything that you're trying to do to show some other light. But we don't give us that ample time, you know, to retrieve ourselves, you know, out of this busy schedule, you know, to walk away from the battle line and the battlefield and say, look, I'm wounded. I need some help. You know, I need some restoration. I need to invest into myself now to make sure that when I go back now, I'm no longer bleeding. Because as long as you are bleeding, you are not helping anyone. As long as you are bleeding, your family is going to fall apart. I mean, your children are going to fall apart. Everything in life will never come to pass. And you start wondering now, but why everything that I'm trying to achieve in life, the goals that I'm trying to set, the projects that I'm trying to put in place, they don't work out. You tend to forget that as long as you harbor all these things, you know, in your body, then you start now operating on the very low frequency. So since each and every level in any language, when our language is wrong into the right space. So I mean, now that realm cannot recognize you. That realm cannot hear you. That realm, you know, fail, you know, to adhere to you because you are speaking a foreign language to it. So forgiveness is designed to, you know, to give up resentment against someone or the desire to see them punished. When we pardon them, we cancel the moral debt. And this is one thing that the church and Barnaba Modimo at large struggle so much, Mruti, to do. You find people gathering, you know, in the church service, not even talking to one another. You find couples walking hand in hand as they step into the church, but they are not in speaking terms. You know, when they get back home, you know, it's two enemies, you know, staying in the same room. And but they fake it so well among others so that you cannot see what is really happening here. But imagine now, Muruti, if each and every individual, each and every Hajarai Tom, the first thing that you'll do is to take the page, you know, and take your pen and write the name of your pain. And then you start stating all those aches that pain brought forth. And then you start praying for healing and for restoration from such. Then you go for another pain now where you deal with the matters of, you know, forgiveness. You know, all those people that you need to forgive, and you put yourself as number one on that list. And you write all the names and you attend to them one by one. You don't even have, you know, to wait for them and say that I've heard you, whatever. You don't take their response into consideration. All that you are doing, God, I want to free myself from these people. And then you start drawing one line, you know, as you are dealing with them, you know, one by one. And the last list will be now the people also whom, when you were inflicted by this pain, when you suffered a cause, yeah, that spirit of unforgiveness, and you're full of anger, bitterness, and resentment, you know, etc., etc. So you also come up with those names that you have inflicted pain into, that you owe them serious forgiveness, and your pride and your ego couldn't allow you to go and humble yourself to. You know, some, even though you know that, you were just reacting, you know, from what, I mean, kind of actions, they don't want anybody yet towards you. But this time around, you're saying, look, let me be a bigger brother here. You know, let me humble myself and make sure that I'm not part and parcel of this thing anymore. So you write down those names. You still become number one on the list. And then you write them down, and then you start addressing them again one by one. You know, you said, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me. You know, attending them with a serious prayer and fasting. You know, to free yourself from all these negative chains and shackles that you've been chained to, all these perpetrators and their offenses to us. And from time to time, we start asleep with the same, you know, low frequency that we've been operating through all these other years. And you come up with all these, you know, plans, you know, you come up with all these dreams. This year, I want to see this. But the danger of the matter is that you are still operating on the low frequency. And you cannot tune into the right channel until you understand the language. So my humble, approach into this matter, your forgiveness, and all your listeners, please, free yourself from this prison. But I saw this thing, your unforgiveness, moving from one generation to another. You find that the third generation, they are still dealing with that demon, unforgiveness. So I'm going to first generation. And imagine from one generation, we're talking about how many people, you know? This thing goes with generation to generation. So it needs someone, enlightenment. It needs someone, the power and the truth of God was revealed to them. I said, you know what? I'm going to put a stop on this. You know, I'm going to cancel this and make sure that this whole thing ended up with me. I will never allow the same, you know, pain, the same demon to go, you know, into those ones who are coming after me. So I was the last stop sign of this, and I'm putting the end of it. Then imagine, Ruth, after you, how many successes, how many, you know, exciting stories, how many powerful testimonies will come. Because one day, Pastor Moabi, Godfrey Moabi, stood up in the entire lineage, in the entire, you know, bloodline, and said, look, this thing, from, you know, one generation after the other, but it ends with me today. You know, I decided to go back as far as three generations before me and plead for mercy and forgiveness, and also address third generation to make sure that this demon will never see the light of the day.
Last week, Muruti, I happened to listen to one of the national radio stations, and the topic was around that subject of forgiveness, even though it was, you know, named differently there. But most of the callers that called were more especially, they wanted to sort of spiritualize revenge because it was about the revenge and all that. They would say, Namudimaka, my God revenges for me. So this guy did this and that and that, and then this is what happened to them. Isn't it maybe one form of spiritualized unforgiveness there, thinking that because somebody has offended you, Mudimu needs to do something, you know, to them and all that, Murudi?
I think our misinformed kind of approach, Murudi, into the things of God, we seems not to be fully aligned and fully equipped, you know, into his ways and into his will. Because imagine, Rona, each and every individual, how many people you have offended and how many times you go back to God and plead for mercy. You know, there is this parable, I think it's somewhere in the book of Matthew, where someone was just forgiven from, you know, say, the money that he was owing someone. And as he was walking out of that place, ubona motho ya mokolota, a mo gama molaba mohula moisa di court, you know, and when the king, Augur, the same person that you just pardoned, the same person that you just forgiven, failed to show the same love and grace to the one, you know, who has indebted to him. And the king had to reverse the order. So that's exactly the type of people that we have who doesn't mind, Muruti, to go for yes and yes and yes with this unforgiveness. Some kiddy exy, you know, some, you know, they were in love and they fell out of love, they became, you know, love bankrupt, and now they hate each other's guts, you know, and then banalibana in the but they cannot exercise, you know, conscious uncoupling. So bana they suffer, everybody suffer towards another, you know, partner, and it's so chaotic. At the same time they are praying. At the same time they are fighting. I mean they are fasting. Believe in God for a miracle. That's why I wonder every time when I get a lot of people, they jump into fasting. But they don't look into the container. They don't look into this vessel, Lord. But is this vessel worthy? You know, for the Lord to revisit again. Is this vessel worthy to be used by God? You know, because before you obey yourself to be used by God, you must clean up yourself. You must do some self-emptying. And many people, they don't have the desire, Rudy, to do that. That is why as I was going through some of C.S. Lewis, you know, some of the letters and the wisdom that he imparted, you know, to many. He mentioned this, and I quote, he said, last week in prayer, I discovered, or at least I think I did, that I suddenly was able to forgive someone that I had been trying to forgive for over 30 years, close quote. So imagine, C.S. Lewis, as a spiritual giant as he was, well recognized and well respected by many, Leena, he spent 30 years trying to, you know, to forgive someone, and he was failing, and he got it right, Maruti, after 3 decades. Because everything that you work on, you need to understand that it comes with layers. And when you deal with it, you need to address layer to layer. And something that many people, they're not even willing to go through that route. I mean, you find people, Maruti, going into what is this now, body deliverance classes, you know? For same thing, or you know, I want to be delivered from, you know, unforgiveness. But I never saw such a class, you know, coming to pass. These people, they will be rolling down, falling down, rolling down, sitting down, but with the same hand power, uwal unforgiveness hayema uyema lona hawa uwal unforgiveness hayema uyema, because it, the key to such is in your hands. Certain things you just need to humble yourself and go through the process, because restoration really takes time.
Absolutely.
How level when people come and burn up things and damage things, within 30 minutes, you know, the clinic is down, the community hall is down. But to rebuild those things, Muruwaka takes time. So it's the same applies to us, you know, as individuals. All the walls that are broken from within, you know, all the trust that is lost, you know, the pain of betrayal, you know, you name it, Murudu, where you were cheated upon, someday they were raised, you know, Banabai Simbabona, and they were dragged to the courts, you know, to go and pay maintenance. And after some time, you know, they come up to realize, but I'm not actually the father.
Absolutely.
And the mother knew all these years that this man is not a father, but she just wanted to prove the point to you. Somebody was dragged into prison, you know, somebody claiming that, you know, they were sexually violated. But they were able to find after years that this person was never the perpetrator.
Yes, Muruti.
But hatred and anger just wanted to see this poor person destroyed.
Revenge. Yeah, but Muruti, hopefully we'll continue with it again next week, the Most High willing. For those who would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that? Can you please give them your contact details? 072-316-3117. 072-316-3117.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Murudi.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.